everyday dedication. You gotta wake up every day and be great on purpose.
You gotta almost become like obsessed with it. Like if you're not obsessed with your goal, you're not gonna get it.
But you gotta claim it. You gotta claim it, you gotta go after it. And you gotta put the work in, you gotta stay dedicated, you gotta stay consistent.
But it cannot be that you're having fun and doing all these things all of the time, but not investing in your health.
Got it. What's up? What's up? What's up? We back at it.
Yes, sir.
This is Fit Talk. This is Fit Talk. We gonna introduce ourselves one more time. So y'all need to get used to these faces, man.
Yeah. What up? Javon Jackson, PR Fitness Camp. Let's get it.
What's up? C. Marty Fit, Mr. Less Brunches, More Crunches. Let's get it.
It's Jeff Hall from Fit Fanatics.
King Dre Fitness, the warm up crew. Your boyfriend still can't work out with us, and this week four. Let's get it.
Speaking of which, speaking of which, today we came to talk. I feel like I say this all the time, but I feel like every day is a special topic. But today we came to talk about significant others.
Special topic.
Mainly, who?
Your boyfriend.
Your boyfriend.
And what he can't do?
Work out with us.
Oh, okay.
So like I was saying, I'm gonna pop it off like this. This week, I had a conversation with one of my clients. She been working out with me for a little while. And she hit me up and texted me talking about, unfortunately, I have to stop training with you. I'm like, what happened? Like, did something happen? Like, is it your funds or anything? She was like, nah, you're not gonna believe this. I'm like, what? So I'm still guessing. She was like, my boyfriend doesn't feel comfortable with me working out with you. So I said, all right, cool, I respect that. So I'm like, why? And this threw me way off. She said, because you're fit and you're attractive. I'm like,
hold on.
You think a dude in the gym, see, this goes to a whole nother thing. That's why I be joking around with the little quote, your boyfriend can't work out with us. These guys out here, not even the females, normally it's a female, but these guys out here, why y'all so insecure? Like, what are y'all afraid of? You know what I'm saying? We in the gym. Y'all can come in the gym and work out just like us. Like, I don't understand. Like, why do we intimidate y'all? Like, we're literally out here. This is all business. We're not out here trying to have sex with your girl, blah, blah, blah. But if she's enjoying the gym, she's losing weight, like, why are you upset? We're helping you out. We making your girl body an hourglass figure. You should be happy.
You're welcome.
We getting rid of them fat handles. When you grab her side, 2 weeks ago, and it was, you know what I'm saying, you had a whole water bottle in your hand, then you grabbed it this week, and it's flat. You welcome. Look, you grabbed it 2 weeks ago, it looked like this, and then this week you grabbed it and it looked like this, you're welcome. What you want her to stop training for? You want to get back to grabbing this? This is what you want?
Go ahead, man.
I was just gonna say, I've had multiple girls, at least two or three. They would like DM me on Instagram about like inquiring about sessions and stuff, and I asked, what happened when you coming to the gym or why they canceled the session. They said their boyfriend doesn't feel comfortable with them coming. So I mean, fellas, we're not trying to, like Dre said, we're not trying to do anything with your girl. This is all business. This is how we make money. This is how we pay our bills. At least I know us three. This is all we do.
Right.
So, it's all business. No need to be insecure. If you want to come work out, you come work out. We got male clients, too. I got a men's group that I work out with and a men's group that I train every week consistently. So, I mean, if y'all want to come work out, y'all can come on.
That's the first thing I asked. I'm like, tell him to come with you. So I asked him to come, but he doesn't want to. Because
fellas, y'all can improve too. Everybody can improve. Nobody's perfect. Everybody got something they can work on. Mm-hmm. So no need to feel insecure.
Yeah, I gotta be a team, man. Your girl out here getting her body together. Yeah, why are you sitting at home on your tail?
She just want to better herself. Right. You just stopping her growth. Yeah. Why are you stopping your girl's growth? You're supposed to be better for her.
Yeah. I actually have a client that I train right now at my 4 and 5 a.m. crew. And her friend watches her post her videos and things like that. So she was like, hey, y'all look good. I want to work out, da-da-da-da. And her friend's about to put her on with my group. Mm-hmm. And she was like, nah, she can't because her boyfriend don't want her to work out with me. I'm like, what? She was like, yeah, her boyfriend would rather her have a female trainer. He doesn't feel comfortable with her working out with you. And I'm like, first of all, I'm training her best friend. I have a group of girls. Like, what? Like, what are you talking about? So I put her on another female trainer. So, but basically, I miss money out of my pocket. I miss money I could have made because of an insecure boyfriend.
So, it's a group of women working out, but mm-hmm. you specifically want his girl. Like,
you're
trying to threaten him. Like,
that's no crazy. Sense. Like you need to be insecure as a man in your household, as that's your woman. Like, y'all gotta do better with that. Y'all gotta do better with that. Because I know me personally, for me and my business. One of the things of trainers, male trainers, that we have a reputation that we have sex with our clients. Like that's like a main reputation of male trainers.
But it's people that have sex with clients, coworkers, and other professions too.
Yeah. Like, walk up in Best Buy. Everybody in Best Buy.
That's what I mean.
You walk up in McDonald's. They in the back flipping burgers and flipping something else. Like, you know what I'm talking about? So like, that's whatever. But I know as far as me and my business.
That can happen in the corporate world too.
Right, anywhere.
What do you mean? Like, at the bank? That can happen.
Police officers, you know what I'm saying?
Firefighters,
so, like. Quit her job, like, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? So, like, I know for me and my business, I made like one of my company rules to not have sexual relations. I sound like Bill Clinton with clients or whatever. Like, don't no sex with clients
at all
because like me personally, I don't need sex,
right?
I didn't pay my bills, and I know that if I have sex with a client. That's she gonna consider that as her payment now.
She gonna be like, I'm good.
That's my fault. I'm not paying no more money. I just had sex with you.
No.
I just had sex with you, so I'm not paying no more money.
No. Stay on there,
man. Hey, Jeff, take it where you go. No. We this fit talk. We keep it real.
My man told me don't do it.
Do it.
Don't do it. Don't
all right,
do it. Look, what I got to say is, I'm gonna keep it PG.
Let's go.
I got to say is, number one, as a man, right? Why are you so intimidated? And the thing is that if you are unhappy with where you are right now, currently, like if you look in the mirror, you get up, you get out of bed, you look in the mirror, and you don't like what you see, then do something about it. But the fact that you're gonna be insecure or, you know, hesitant about your girl going because she's gonna be around other people trying to get in shape, what does that really say about you? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because if you really want to change, just do better, like you said. Mm-hmm. And then your girl, you don't have to worry about your girl saying, oh, he got abs. Because then the girl can say, he got abs, but yeah, my dude got abs too. Mm-hmm. Like, I like rubbing on my dude's abs. Mm-hmm. And then.
You so worried about your girl training. You need to be worried about her work husband.
I ain't done. Oh my God.
That's true too. Mm-mm. Oh, another thing too, I just thought about. So, in the gym, I see a lot of, I'm not trying to be mean or anything, you know, we mean no harm, no disrespect, but I see a lot of overweight guys maybe trying to train their girls or you know trying to tell them to do exercises, and it's like, dude, you need to be working out too. You overweight too,
right? I can work out together.
Why are you in there telling her what to do and you overweight? Like, where are your credentials? What why should she listen to you? So I mean, so that might happen and she'll be like, this ain't working. I'm not really getting results with you, babe. I want to get a trainer. So.
I make my business not to get that close with clients because, like I said, I don't need sex. I need to pay my bills and make money. And once I have sex with you, the whole money thing is done. And you will ruin your business like that because she gonna tell her girl and the word gonna get out, oh, he be having sex with his clients. Right. Now my business is done.
Right.
I'm out the game at this point. You know what I'm saying? So why I'm gonna risk that for a quick little, you know what I'm saying? Quick little sex? Like, nah, like, it's not worth it. So I wouldn't put my business in jeopardy like that. And you as a man, for you to be that insecure, like, you... I know me personally, when I have a girl, like, it'd be dumb for me to get mad every time some dude try to holler at my girl. Mm-hmm. I would be getting mad every day. I'd be fighting a different dude every single day. Mm-hmm. Like, girls get hollered at the grocery store, pumping gas, at the red light, and in the dollar store, on the train. They gonna get hollered at everywhere. I'm gonna fight a nigga every day.
I want people to try to holler at my
girl. Right, exactly.
somebody else in the like, world. Like, congrats, right. bro. Like, it's like, your girl gotta, bad, bro. Right. Like, yeah, good job.
The only time I can see a dude saying, okay, you got to stop working out with him, is if something happened. Okay, hey, baby, right, right. he came on to me. Hey, boo, my trainer did this. Okay, boo, that nigga got to go. Right. But you got, we done nothing, and you just, that insecure, like, that's crazy, man, bro. That's
from,
crazy.
From now on, if your dude tell you, you can't stop working out with a trainer, you leave him. You leave, you know what, leave him and give him a ring bang. Like I told Chris the other day.
What's the gorilla?
Leave him and give him a real man. You know what I'm saying? Leave him. If next time he tell you that, don't even give him a chance. You out. You out.
Oh, one more time. What is it?
No more chance.
Brother noise? Nah, first off, I'm going to say, leave him and get with a real man.
Oh, I got to get
hey,
that
dog, story, I don't I'm got sorry, nothing bro. To do with this dude. I'm on this side of the, okay, I got nothing to do with
I'm
this
done.
Dude.
Are you done?
All right, so.
I'm done.
So. We spoke on the men that's, that are insecure about the things that are going on, you know, in their relationships, right?
Yeah.
But there's always two sides to a coin.
There's definitely two sides to a coin. And I can speak on that in my personal relationship because I had a girlfriend, like not just somebody I was kicking it, but like an actual girlfriend that I was with. And she just could not stand the fact that I was the trainer. Mind you, I was the trainer when she met me. Ain't like this like some new career or whatever. But she hated, I don't want to say she hated my clients, but she hated our friendship, because like a lot of my clients, I've been training for 3, 4, 5 years, like we develop a friendship. So we have client events, like a big PR fitness camp event, we'll go bowling, we'll go to karaoke night, we'll do brunch, like they have birthday parties, I go to their birthday parties, they have weddings, I go to their weddings, like we are family. It's not just you just a number, you pay your bill, you come in, do push-ups and go to at home. Like I've developed friendships. Some of them are like mother figures to me, some are sisters to me, some are like baby sisters.
That's how your business should
be. You know what I'm saying? And that's why people enjoy coming here, because they get that family feel.
They investing in you.
But when you got a girlfriend, or I know in my situations particularly, like that's one of the reasons me and my girl broke up. One of the main, now we had other issues. But that's one of the main issues that she could not get with it. She hated the fact that on Sunday, mind you, what's Sunday for everybody? Meal prep day. My clients would text me and call me and say, hey, I'm at a grocery store. Can I eat this? Is this too much carbs? You know, she hated all of it. Why they come? Once you done with class, they don't need to call you. They don't need to text you, email you, none of that stuff. And I'm like, this is a 24/7 job. Like, this ain't like a 9-to-5 where I clock out and then I'm off the clock. Don't ask me. That's nothing else like that. Like, this is a 24/7 job. So even after my last class, I'm still up for another hour or two after my last class, still doing work, responding to emails, texting more clients, making programs for the next day. It don't end when I leave the gym. And she just couldn't get with it. Like, she would never come to any of the events. Mind you, we've had birthday parties, brunches, weddings, surprise proposals, everything. I've invited my girl, my ex-girl, to every event. Every single event I've had, I invited her. Guess how many she showed up to? None of them. Zero, because she hated my clients that much where she didn't support anything I did that involved them. Like, she hated them because y'all know I have my free events, my big free events. My clients will come and help me because it's 80 people. I can't watch 80 people. So I will have my my clients come and help me. She hated that. Why they there? Why are they helping you? Why this? Why that? And I'm like, it's just crazy. She hated that.
She
I had.
Over you?
She ain't come. Now, of course I invited her, but you know what I'm saying? Like I have a close relationship with my clients. Not an inappropriate, not across the line, but I have a nice working relationship with my clients. My brother, my sister, my mom. I call them mom, little sis, all that stuff. And we broke up because of that. So it's also the other side, how girls, if you're a trainer, then they can have feel some type of way about that too.
That's funny because I got a story.
By the way, I'm single now. So
there you go.
Oh man,
that no. person, look.
Come on, for real, man.
I'm gonna do like Chris that last week. We talk about class and training. That's Chris that last week. We talk about class and training. He don't be getting all personal with it.
But nah, that's definitely, I definitely can relate to that because it's funny because my ex was the same way. I met her in the gym. She was actually had a trainer, and we were looking at each other. We exchanged and then we got together. Then once we got together, she stopped coming to the gym, which I didn't understand. You had a trainer before me, but now that you're dating a trainer, you stop. So, you know, we going on, da-da-da-da-da. Then I'm noticing, like, clients are coming up to me saying, yeah, what's up with your girl? And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like she's just giving me these looks, like, and I don't know, you know, I don't understand. And I'm not talking about just young women. I'm talking about, I had a 50-year-old client come to me and say, mm-hmm. man, she's giving me all types of looks. It makes me feel uncomfortable. So at this point now, because you're insecure and you mm-hmm. think that everyone is out to get me, mm-hmm. now you're doing things to kind of deter my business, mm-hmm. which isn't cool. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the money that's going in your pocket. This is the money that's helping us go to trips that you want to go on, to mm-hmm. do whatever the case, whatever you want to do. That's what this money is for.
That's sad.
But at the end of the day, you know what she did? She stopped coming to the gym. So now you're doing the exact opposite of what you should be doing. Number one, you should be doing it just for yourself because you're trying to keep yourself in shape. Mm-hmm. But then number two, as a businessman, if I'm trying to take my business to the next level, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So if I'm trying to take my business to the next level, and you're pulling the opposite way, what can I do? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? What's that saying? What's the saying? Behind every great man is what?
A stronger woman.
Or woman.
Right. You kind of need that. If you're gonna take it to the next level, I mean, let's be real. We're gonna do whatever we gotta do to be mm-hmm. successful. Mm-hmm. But it's not the same as having somebody behind you that's really pushing you and helping you, your team. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So all you're doing is basically not being a good teammate when you giving people dirty looks, or I gotta come home and I gotta listen to you argue with me all damn night about the fact of, that girl was looking at you this type of way. So what?
I'm coming home to you.
So what?
I'm coming home to you.
She was Katie. She was Draymond Green.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, you're a petty dude.
But so what?
Don't be Draymond Green.
But so what? At the end of the day, like, if nothing's happening, then just be grateful. If you feel uncomfortable, you can always come to the gym with me. You can all, if you really want to be that serious, you can always be in there. But if you're not even going to be in there, like, don't say nothing. That goes for men and women. Yeah. Like, if you're not going to be in there getting yourself right, don't say nothing to me.
Especially if they offer.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't offer.
Yeah, exactly. I think at the end of the day, it comes down to insecurity, both on the male and the female part. Because once again, I invited my ex-girl to everything. It ain't like I snuck out and had dinner with my client. I was like, it's 10 of us. We're going out. You want to come? Like, come. Me and my clients know that she was not with it. And then another point that I want to make, how you brought up like the old clients or whatever. Like, let's say I put up one of my young clients or my old clients. Like, I could put up the same picture, the same video of me doing something with one of my young, quote, young, beautiful clients, and then one of my older clients. She would only have a problem with the young, beautiful
Slims!
I was like,
Hold on, I'm not getting my point.
So I'm like, I'm coming home and you're arguing me down about this young, beautiful thing right here, but if it was the 80-year-old client, you wouldn't have a problem
with it.
It's
the same.
So it ain't about the clients. You just don't like this girl or this girl. It ain't about me or about my clients. You're insecure about these particular people. I'm not doing nothing. Because if my 80-year-old client did that, you wouldn't have a problem with it. You probably don't like the joint.
That's the
you know what I'm saying?
Like, it go both ways. Go to the male and it goes to the females. Y'all got to stop, man. I gotta stop.
Yeah, that's like wild. That's like big wild.
Bro. Yeah, that was probably one of the craziest times in life. Like, and listen, I can even go back even further than that. Like, my ex before that ex, when I first got into training. Hey, look, man. You gotta do that shit.
But guess what?
He's saving everything. It's Jeff Hall, Fifth Fanatics, aka X-Man. We in the field. Nah, though, for real. Hey, all jokes aside, though, look. My ex before her, when I first got into training and got started, she would complain, you never have no time for me, this, that, and the third. But I'm trying to do something to better myself. So if you want, come along with me. Mm-hmm. Oh, but you can complain and tell me about how I'm in the gym with all these women. It's a gym. What am I supposed to do? Like, I can't go get around that. Like, whoever wants to work out, gonna come to the gym. It's public. Like, if they want to pay their money, they can pay their money.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. It's really crazy.
I was on the opposite side of the spectrum. She supported me. She helped me. You know what I'm saying? If I needed equipment, she was there helping promo my videos. She enjoyed them trips.
We enjoyed them dinners.
She worked for them dinners, though.
Dang.
But it's cool. But I was when I was, so I ain't never running into no jealous girls.
The same issue with y'all, too.
We were good.
What happened with you? Go ahead. Since you're on Brad Charles, let's get it. Talk about your ex, X-Man.
We got Brad Charles.
Brad Charles, let's go. Come No, this is fit talk. And this fit talk is not fit talk.
But look, though, how important is social media, though? Like, that's posting.
Major.
Clients.
It's major. That's how I get my clients, bro. Like, check this out. And social media is like how the newspaper was back in the day. You know how your grandfather or your grandmother, they sit down at the table and they read the newspaper? That's how social media is.
Exactly.
That's how we market.
Now it's live. Now it's live.
So, like, 80% of my clients are probably women. So yeah. I'm gonna post my own. That's who's coming to the gym. More than men.
They're attractive women.
They coming there. Yeah. So I mean, like anytime I posted women, I had the same thing. I had an action. Anytime get that bitch off of there. Why you got bitches on there? Like what are you talking about? That's what I'm doing every day. Like this how I make my money. So but yeah, it's no need to be insecure. But, not at all.
And, just get in the gym. The fellas, just get in the gym,
man. What you scared of, man? Like anytime you do something new, it's gonna be weird. If you start cooking for the first time, you start riding a bike for the first time, it's gonna be weird. Like, it's no need to be insecure to come on to the gym. Like, go ahead. No, I'm saying, like, I mean, maybe there's some people in there trying to intimidate people, but like us, like trainers, we're not trying to intimidate
anyone. You got good personality. Good personality.
Like, we do this because we like helping people.
Right, right.
We gonna help y'all too. Like, we got women that transform, we got men that transform too.
Exactly.
Like,
no, that's why I say your boyfriend can't work out with us. That's why your girl's going home saying, babe, can you go work out with Dre? He keeps saying he can't work out with me. Can you please go work out with him? He's saying it every day.
Y'all can't do 20 pull-ups straight.
He said he weighed 150.
Y'all need to go work out with Dre, man. Go work out with Dre, dog.
But once again, how there's two sides to every coin is that just like there's insecure boyfriends, I don't know if y'all had this, but I've had boyfriends email me, DM me, tell me, say, yo, thank you for training my girl. Like, I see the results. Like, I really appreciate you. Like, I get that too, so I don't want to make it seem like all dudes are insecure. Like, I get dudes saying, yo, thank you, I really appreciate you. Like,
I respect that. Sometimes I got dudes who drive their girl to me, sit in the car, and wait outside in the car for hours just to finish training.
That's called supporting your woman. That's having her back. All this, you can't work out with him. Don't do that. Don't do this. Like, bro, you wildin', bro. Like, you wildin'.
Yeah. Like, we go to our clients' weddings, like social events, like birthday parties.
My ex girl, real life, said anything outside the gym, I cannot participate with my clients. And many, I can't go to their weddings, they birthday parties, they if they invite me to church, nothing. Like nothing. Like, I'm on lockdown. I was like, you wildin'.
Now you got wildin'. That make me think like, damn. So hold on, because my ex was similar, not quite that extreme, but mine was similar. But then that make you think, like, hold on, is that because that's how you would conduct yourself if that's what you did? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, you just hit something.
Because now I don't know, they just had me sitting here thinking, like, because if I've never displayed that, right?
Exactly. That's the thing. Was like, I can see if I gave you a reason to think that, but if I've never done anything, and then I was hit over like, so you don't trust me? Like, if you don't trust me, then why are we even doing this? And if there's no trust here, we can just go out separate ways. Now she was like, no, I don't trust you. I don't trust them. I trust you.
Oh my
them.
God!
I'm like, it's not you, it's me. Like, no.
Them the type that be having something else going on.
You are exactly right.
On the bottom of the video, we about to have trust issues. Right across the bottom.
Hey, so we gonna call this what's with the love and hip hop, love and fitness. This the love and fitness segment.
Right, this is the love and fitness segment. Matter of fact, that's gonna be the title. We gonna
love and fitness.
When you search this on YouTube, or you search this on iTunes or Google Podcasts. Just search love and fitness. That's
love and fitness.
This nigga always on some gorilla shit. This
nigga done stood up 18 times in 10 minutes.
I thought your legs were sore, bro.
Hey, all of you,
nigga, have one little piece of hands.
One of y'all piece of hands. I'm back in action now, man.
Wow.
You messed up, man.
So we good on that topic? Y'all got some
more to talk about? We good on that topic.
All right, so we're getting the next one. The next one we're going to talk about is, how do y'all feel about surgeries? Liposuction, getting butt implants, getting fat removed, all this
Doctor
stuff.
Doctor Miami?
And I ask this because literally today, like 20 minutes ago, this girl that I know, she's not my client, but this girl that I know.
She got ant butt.
Yeah,
he's not doing this today. Like, I'm not doing nothing.
It's a Bugs Life head ass.
Focus.
So look, nah. edit that out, bro. Say no, bro. Hey, look, but look though, but she was a bigger girl because she was eating crap, obviously. So she gained a lot of weight. Then she had it sucked out, cut out, whatever they do. I've never been in the room when they got it done, so I don't know. Sucked out, cut out, whatever. And she's like snatch right now, right? She had a surgery probably like a month and a half, 2 months ago. She's not even fully recovered from that surgery yet. And she just posted today, I want more lipo so bad. And I'm like, I'm like, what the? You're not even recovered from the last one. So like, this is a mental thing.
It
like,
definitely is.
It can become addictive. Once you get one surgery, you're not even, first of all, she looks good from the surgery. You're not even finished recovering. And now you want more surgery? Like,
You know what makes it worse though, man? Like, I've seen women get it. I've had clients do it. I'm not going to say no names. What's the name?
I got clients.
Gastric bypass or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. They've gotten it.
And then what?
Did the whole alcohol brunch thing on the weekends.
It gets
and they
worse.
Gained weight.
It gets worse when you do that. You gain weight.
You gain weight in your arms, your legs, and you still could gain
you
weight.
You wasted $5,000, $10,000.
My thing is this. Even when you get it, you still gotta work out.
Yeah, you still gotta eat right or it's gonna come back.
So why not just do it? Do that from the start. You can still be unhealthy, dog.
Bruh. Now, let's assume that you're all going to actual doctors, not going overseas or in back alleys and getting fixing a flat tire shoved in it. If you go to an actual doctor, an actual accredited doctor, what's the main requirement they say in order for you to be qualified for the surgery, what's the main requirement? You gotta lose weight. You have to lose weight on your own before you qualify for the surgery. You gotta come back 30. The number one requirement for you to get qualified for the surgery, you gotta come back 30 pounds lighter. So if you lose 30 pounds on your own, just keep doing what the hell you was doing.
You lose 30 pounds for surgery, but you won't lose 30 pounds just to stay healthy.
Right. For your health, you can't look. When it comes to their own health, they can't lose 5 pounds.
Yeah.
But no, they get surgery. Oh, I'm gonna lose this motherfucking 30.
You gonna lose 30 pounds?
If you lost 30, you can lose 40.
Right.
Keep going.
And then when it comes to the surgery, one thing that I want y'all to understand is that if you decide to get surgery, you have to already have in your mind fitness and health. Mm-hmm. People always say, once I get a surgery, then I'm gonna start eating right and working out. You really think it's gonna work like that? It don't work like that. You have to already have in your mind frame fitness and health.
Because mentally,
because you're gonna gain it back.
Right, you're gonna gain it back. And you don't know how to live like that. You don't know how hard it is to make that transition from just going to eating right and going to the gym all the time. You don't just wake up and start going to the gym all the time.
Because look, if you look at yourself every day in the mirror and you're not happy with what you see, and you still eating donuts, imagine how you look when you look, oh man, I look good.
I see some of y'all in that Krispy Kreme line. I see people leave the gym and go straight to Buffalo Wild Wings, bro. Then all them temporary fixes, you don't think that y'all gonna pay for it later down the road? Y'all gonna be on some type of medication, some type of pills later down the road when y'all doing all these.
And that's
unless somebody cut you over.
Exactly.
That's what we was talking about, the whole genetics thing. It don't just get passed down. Like, that's lifestyle.
Y'all rather sacrifice that.
That's my thing. Like, you rather sacrifice. You rather sacrifice your life, not even just like, cause you can die, like you can live.
Girls is dying.
I got a client that told me
about what she had to go through, you know, in order to get to that point. Mm-hmm. She could have died, Slim.
She
could have died.
Mind you, they want to take. If Kanye, who's a superstar, millionaire. His mom can die. Like, what do you think can happen to a regular person that's just trying to go to the back alley on Brycey Road with the rats and roaches behind the trash can to get some fat sucked out? Like, come on, like, let's be real about this. Like, y'all gotta be smart about these surgeries. And then I've had clients that talk to me about the complications that they have after surgery.
They're young.
It's crazy. Like, I'm not gonna put nobody's business out there.
Exactly.
But like, I've had conversations with them how they gotta go to the doctor every month to get blood work and blood transfusion.
Now they
gotta get iron shots because they're iron deficient and things like that. Like, so much stuff they gotta go through. And every one of them says, it was not worth it.
And that's
it
my,
was not worth
that's
it.
That's my
it was
thing. Not worth it. That's my thing. Like, you really willing to risk that, like, complications for the rest of your life? You could die from it. Like, you're really willing to risk that as opposed to just getting in the gym and building the body that you want. Like, now, granted, some people's body goals are just a little unrealistic. Like, you're not going to go get no Nicki Minaj butt because Nicki Minaj butt ain't
that's
Nicki
what
Minaj's
I'm going to tell you. The reason that goals are unrealistic because the goals, the people they have aren't real.
Right.
Y'all making y'all goals compared to these women who had surgery that's not real. You can't get that stuff in the gym. Like, I'm telling you, man. Come on, man.
Like,
there you go.
Like, Nicki Minaj's butt is not a real butt. So if that's not real, then how you think you gonna get
it? If that's what you want, I can't help you.
Listen,
I can't help.
Dog, I lied to you, bro. I had a girl come in the gym. She wanted to do butt stuff every day.
Yeah, it's facts.
So I'd explain to her, you can't do it every day. Yada 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 yada. So we started doing the butt stuff because that was her focus. So she started. Her butt was getting bigger. Like, because she was eating right, eating enough, da 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 da. She started complaining, she was getting a dimple in her butt. So I'm like, okay, what do you want? Like, you doing all this glute work, like, your glute's getting strong. She said, nah, I wanted to get fluffy, like Khloe Kardashian.
Y'all, I know what we was
you're not about to build that butt in a damn gym.
We were from building,
you're not building that butt, and you're not building a Khloe Kardashian butt in the gym.
Body.
That's not a gym butt. Do they work out? Yeah, they work out, but they got surgery. You're not going to get a body like
and
that.
And how time as far as they work out, I don't think they work out. I think they work out one day and then post a video of them doing that one workout.
Right.
They not in the gym 5-6 days. They do one time a month and then post it. Like, oh, she be in the gym.
They not all toned up.
Yeah. So when y'all sending us pictures, stop sending us pictures saying,
dog, oh my God.
This is what I want to look like. I'm going to send you this.
Oh
this
my
can
God.
You make my body like this, but everything on the
bruh.
Ground is fake from her face bruh. To her feet.
Like, bruh. Find somebody real.
Yeah, that's normal.
Send me a picture of Angela Bassett or somebody.
Somebody
that actually put that work into
a natural body.
I'm on the pool card.
I ain't going to lie. I can't do that. I'm not Dr. Miami.
And I'll tell you right off, if I get a picture like that, like, nah, I can't even train you. Like, if that's what you want to look like, how you say? I'm gonna forward you to C. Marty or PR
Fitz
Campbell.
I'm completely
fucked
up. I don't got no
style. I don't got no needle in my crib, so I can't do that surgery work. So you might just gotta go and see Marty or PR.
And y'all think we playing? All she do is send me pictures of girls she wanna look like that had surgery, bro. That's all she do is send me pictures.
Bro, I got a couple like that
that's
too.
That's all she do is send me pictures. That's all she do.
That's all she do is send me pictures
of girls that had surgery. But look,
ain't none of them real.
Look,
right?
None of them real.
Look,
okay, that might have been real.
Dog, that's all I get, bruh. That's all I get. It's pictures. Make me look like her. I'm like, John. Like, please stop. And then her next post be her eating fried chicken and macaroni and cheese and something. I'm like, get out of here.
That's because she's trying to be fluffy.
That's all that's fluffy. Yeah, she don't like the dent in her butt.
She ain't trying to get her butt fluffy. She's trying to be fluffy all over. Hey, but then look, to circle back, though, to what you were saying as far as it's mental, I have another client that has had some surgery done. This was prior to working out with me. Mm-hmm. She's getting results, right? But again, going back to what you said, you know, this is like the popcorn generation. Everybody want it quick.
Yeah, want it quick, yeah.
It's something within her that it's like, oh, I'm not where I want to be, so let me go and get some more surgery to compensate for wherever it is that I want. Like, even though you're seeing results, like, you're literally down 20 pounds. You're down 20 pounds. We're starting to build, you know, lift heavier to put more size on you, like, but because you're in your mind is still not enough, you want it. You're entertaining the thought of going and getting surgery.
Oh. And it's not even just females. It's dudes too, like the fake abs and
okay.
The
chest.
I've seen it. But you keep the same habits.
That's
it's going. It's just see, you're see, paying look, that money see, for see, no
look,
reason.
See, look. Here's the thing. We're at a, see, when I first started, I used to be against it. Don't try the stupidest thing in the world, da 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 da. I'm at the point now, well, if you do it, just do it, whatever. But you gotta change your habits. You can't get the surgery and keep the same habits. There's like a relationship when you single and when you got a girl. You can't get a girl and still do single stuff. That's what y'all doing. Y'all getting these surgeries and still doing fat shit. You can't keep doing fat shit and get surgery and like, no. Once you get a girl or dude, you can't do single stuff no more. It's the same thing.
Start as an 18-wheeler, you get down to a vet, and then blow back up to an 18-wheeler again.
Let's ride.
Like, it's real. Hold on, you gotta be real.
Most people don't drive their car the way they drive a runner. You get a runner, you fuck that runner on what? You're not gonna drive your car like that.
Right, because you want to take care of it.
Come on now, like, it's different. Like, once you reach a different level, you gotta change the way you maneuver out here, man. You can't say, I'm gonna get surgery, but I'm gonna keep doing all the things that led me to have to get the surgery. Like, you gonna get a surgery every year. Come on, man. That goes right back to what we were talking about earlier
about the insecure stuff, man.
Yeah. Just put in the work for it, man. Just put it, like, things, things, like, you have to appreciate things that take time. For example, you go to college. A college degree, what, 4-year college degree? If you know this degree gonna take 4 years, you don't go to class after 2 weeks and be like, where my degree at? It's been 2 weeks already.
Right.
No, it takes 4 years to get this degree. I've been in school for a year. I'm a sophomore now. I'm tired of this. I want my degree. If you want this degree for this job, it takes this much time. You have to get these many credits. You have to do this much work to get it. Yeah. You can't get a 4-year degree in 2 days, in 2 weeks, in a year. You gotta put the work in.
And it's worth it in the long run.
Yeah. And what do you do when you in school? You go out, okay, here and there, but you sacrifice certain nights. You it's mandatory, I gotta study. Because if I don't study, I'm gonna fail this exam. Exactly. And I'm not gonna move on. It's the same thing with fitness. I wanna go out, okay, I can go out here and there, but I gotta lock in and eat healthy if I wanna get these goals. You know what you gotta do? If you go out every weekend when you in college, you gonna fail.
Yeah.
You gonna start back over from the beginning. The same thing in fitness. If you wanna eat bad from day one to day what, 120?
Yeah.
You wanna start back over from day one. You're not going over. You're not moving. That's with life, it's not just fitness. All these topics and stuff we bringing up, it's in life. Everything correlates in life. It's not just fitness.
Right. If you think partying in college was fun, imagine how lit your party's gonna be after you get that degree and you got some real money. Imagine how lit dumb party's gonna be. So you gotta lock in when you're in college so you can really party when you graduate. Same thing in fitness. If you think partying when you fat is fun, imagine partying when you can be damn near half naked on the beach and you gotta cover up. When you got that confidence, you go really party.
One piece to the two piece.
Come on, man. Lock in, reach your goal, then you can do all that party and stuff.
Let me come on.
All about discipline. Mm-hmm.
Discipline. Get it in, man.
That discipline.
And
you can't do anything without discipline.
Mm-hmm. Don't happen overnight.
You can't accomplish any goal without discipline. Mm-hmm.
And discipline don't last a week. Discipline don't last 2 weeks. Discipline is the duration of your goal. That if your goal is a year goal, a 6-month goal, being disciplined for 2 weeks, that's not discipline. The duration of your goal.
Hold on, let me cut you off. It's beyond the duration of your
goal.
Because if you get to the point where you've been disciplined all the time, and then you reach your goal and you stop being disciplined, you're
that
going,
cough, that cough.
It's like pushing, it's cough. Like pushing a rock up a hill. It's like pushing a rock up a hill. As soon as you stop exerting that energy to get it all the way up to the top, it's gonna roll right back down.
Dog, I've literally had clients like had zero discipline when they got to me, and like fitness, them being disciplined in the gym, it translated to them being disciplined outside of the gym.
Oh my goodness.
Like, I had one girl, she had zero discipline. She wasn't consistent in the gym. She was consistent with partying and that, but once she got consistent in the gym, she changed her habits outside.
It's built into her life.
The next thing she texts me, she's like, man, I'm starting to save money every month.
Yes,
exactly. I'm starting to make better decisions. Yeah. So like, fitness really changes your life. It's not just health. Like, it changes your life. It changes everything about you.
You look at a lot of things different, I'm telling you.
Look at it differently, man. Like, you'll stop. Man, when I start, I used to make excuses for everything. Like, I used to blame people for everything. But when I started working out, like, all them excuses and blaming people stop. I blame everything on me. Even if it ain't my fault, I still blame it on myself now. Like, it just changes your lifestyle, your life. It's crazy.
You want a job, you're not gonna get a raise if you make excuses. You in the gym, you want to grow, you're not going to grow with excuses. You want to lose weight, you're not going to lose weight with excuses. You're not going to do it. Get that excuse. Yeah, we're going to put excuses under this part right here.
Yeah, and as far as the job, they like I said, fitness relates to life. If your goal is to get a promotion at work, you can't show up on Monday on time to your work, a no-call, no-show on Tuesday, show up 3 hours late on Wednesday, and then take off the rest of the week and expect a promotion. It don't work like that. Like, you gotta come every day. You gotta do your job, plus the person's job above you, so you can take their job. Like, don't complain, just get it done. You will be rewarded in the end. But you can't be so inconsistent and then like, where my promotion at? You can't try to get a 4-year degree and after 2 weeks, like, I don't got my degree yet. Like, it don't work like that, man.
Y'all need to have realistic goals. So if you're putting in 60%, you can't expect 100% results. You're going to get your 60% results. You're not going to do that. 20%, you're going to get 20% results.
Yeah. All right, two quick jumps I want to bring up is these fat apps. I call them fat apps.
Hey, that's a fat.
I'm sorry, but it's called one out.
These names, wow. this name fat app was created by me.
Yeah,
because I have a roommate that orders Uber Eats every goddamn night. Gains weight every goddamn month.
No, for real.
No, every
bigger
night.
And bigger. dog. Every time somebody knock on the door, I know it's Uber Eats, bruh. Ain't no guests coming over the house, bruh. My clients come to the back.
Dog, that's so lazy.
Uber
that's
Eats, so Grubhub, Postmates, Uber
that's
Eats.
That's so lazy.
DoorDash, these are called fat apps, okay? Because they're not bringing no salad to
so
you.
So lazy.
I ain't never seen Uber Eats drop a salad off, you hear me? Never. I mean, they might drop off some celery with your buffalo wings,
Amazon,
but they ain't never dropped off a
Amazon
salad.
Deliver,
come on, bro.
Amazon was a grocery store for you?
Yeah, but that's groceries.
That's what you need to be.
I'm talking about, be lazy
with the groceries.
I'm talking about these motherfucking fat apps bringing McDonald's so and these Jamaican jerk. I hate it, bro. It blows my life every time. I'm like, dog, like, it is making us so lazy, and we're gaining so much weight, and it's just bull. Delete all them apps off your phone. Get rid of it. You so lazy, you can't even go get your cheat meal. You gotta bring it to you. We that lazy now? God damn! At least you can burn calories going to get it and coming back.
That's a McDonald's everywhere, dog. That's a McDonald's up the street from everybody.
What? Yeah, I think it's like every like it's supposed to be like every like.
Get in the car,
five,
take that 2-minute drive, go to McDonald's, dog.
Fat apps.
That's crazy.
I realize, I ain't gonna lie, we do our little.
Oh, you lazy? You can't even go get a cheat meal, lazy.
All right, sorry, I ain't trying to get sidetracked. Another thing that killed me, bro. It's two things in the gym that killed me, bro. One is people that got the handicap shit in their car and they don't need it. And they take a handicap spot at the gym.
That's everybody. That's 90% of people in that shit.
Well, and that's
everybody,
I hate that shit.
Handicap,
I'm sorry, if you watching it, I hate that shit.
That's
lazy. That's lazy to me. And another thing is, if you at the gym and you upstairs and you take the elevator downstairs.
I don't let my clients do that.
I don't let my clients do that. What are you at the gym for? If you want to take the elevator at the gym?
Hey, Slim, I swear to
you
God.
You there to burn calories and get uncomfortable.
Hey, Slim, I swear. You ask any of my clients, I tell them, if y'all take the gym, I swear to you, y'all workout going to be four times harder.
My folks know way better than that.
If you try to take the elevator, I swear, I try to murder you. Take the elevator.
Oh,
that shit is like so like that's crazy to me.
That's wild, bro. I'm sorry to get sidetracked like that.
Nah, you cool.
But that handicap
goes to the fat.
Crazy, bro. I hate saying that, bro. But go ahead, back to the fat ass.
Stop fat apping. Stop fat apping. It's not good for you.
You heard it here
stop
first.
That. Heard it here first.
And one last thing
I want to get to, because people do ask this a lot. It's like the whole thing of like, how do you lose a pound per week? Like a 500 calorie deficit. You want to take that? Because you're the informative one in the group.
So
the question was losing a pound per week. If you want to be on a pound per week like schedule, losing weight, how do you lose a pound per week?
So basically, you can equate losing a pound, gaining a pound, or losing a pound to basically 500 calories a day. So which equals out to 3,500 calories in a week. So what you want to do is, like we said earlier, put yourself in a caloric deficit. Now, we'll get into counting macros and that type of thing on another episode, because it kind of goes hand in hand. But when you get to the point where you're able to count your macros, whatever you're burning, whatever your daily amount of calories that you intake, right? Try to cut it down to 500 calories less than whatever it is that you're doing. That way, if you're doing that, then that should do a pound per week.
So basically, And let's say you burn 2,000 calories every day. You burn 2,000. You want to eat 1,500.
Exactly.
So that 500 calorie difference every day over the course of 7 days would equal 3,500 calories. 3,500 calories equals 1 pound. Exactly. So if you're at a 500 calorie deficit from Monday to Sunday, you will lose a pound a week. And if you want to lose 2 pounds a week, obviously a 1,000 calorie deficit. So if you burn 2,000, eat 1,000. That 1,000 calorie deficit will be 2 pounds a week. The problem with it, the problem with that scenario was that they've been a 500 calorie deficit Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they in a 2,000 surplus calorie. Like, what the? And you then, know, it don't work out.
2,000 for breakfast.
Right?
And then act like your meal plan don't work.
Or right.
I need to change the meal plan up. It's not working.
This one kills.
It's not working.
There you go.
Listen, we got to talk on this right here, okay? The thing about consistency that I need y'all to get is y'all gonna stop thinking like, oh, this don't work. Yeah, I got a need for cap right here, okay? Because we got to talk about this. What he said, y'all gonna act like, oh, this meal plan ain't working. This ain't doing this. Have you followed it yet? Have you drunk your water, your minimum half your body weight every day,
week
7 days a week?
We 4 weeks in, what y'all gonna do?
Right. Have you ate all your meals every single day? Have you been keeping up with your snacks? Matter if I was to ask you right now, how many carbs do you intake every single day? Do you know? Or you just eating shit? If I was to ask you, how many grams of sugar do you intake every single day? Do you know? Or you just guessing? So if you don't know what you're putting in your body, how do you expect to get your body goals? It's just like money in a bank account. You're not gonna spend money, well, hopefully you don't, but you're not gonna spend money you don't have in your bank account. If I know I got $200 in my bank account, I'm not gonna spend $205. You gotta know what's coming in, what's going out. It's the same thing with calories. You gotta know what you're putting in your body to know what's going out to get your body goals. Half of y'all don't know what the hell you eating. You don't know how many calories you're eating, how many carbs, how many sugars. You don't know nothing. You don't know how much water you're drinking.
Jamal,
so if you don't know what's going
in. They worked out 3 days.
I don't care about none of that shit.
I worked out for 2 weeks.
Look. You have to know what you are putting in your body. This is serious. Nutrition is 80% of the game, okay? So if any of us ask you, how many carbs you eating today? I don't want to hear, I think it's about around like a maybe. No, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear, I had 50 grams of carbs today.
They said they could do both. They said they could drink alcohol and get their body going.
You know what, I'm done. You know what?
They said they could do both.
Come on now. Stop playing with me, man.
They ran the next morning.
I put it to you like this. I was training. I just got finished training for a competition. Bro, I swear to God, if half of the things my clients say to me, if I even thought about saying that shit to my trainer, she would have dropped my ass, bro. Get off my team. Because you're not serious.
Right.
A lot of y'all not as serious as you say you are. You not serious.
It's just not serious.
It sounds good. It's nice to look at. See on Instagram.
It sounds good. It looks good.
But when it really come down to it, your job got that cake. Your boyfriend want to take you out to eat a pizza. You and your girls went out. The only thing open is McDonald's and fucking add pizza. What you gonna do?
Turn it into a Mack truck.
What you gonna do?
It's nothing wrong with wanting to live like that. Like, if that's how you wanna live, go live like that. But don't be blowing up my phone talking about, hey, I think I need to lay off the weights because I'm looking buff. You looking buff because after you did upper body, you put all this fatty stuff in your body. That's right.
You lift heavy, you eat a lot, you gain weight.
You gain weight. That's what it is.
That's the science right there.
If you lift heavy, you eat clean, yeah, you'll slim down a little bit because muscle's smaller than fat. Mm-hmm.
Bruh.
It's crazy, man.
They want these Mack trucks.
Alright, so.
that's
you good?
I'm good.
You good?
I don't got to take on me.
Alright, so we going, like we do all the time, closes out with one thing that we want to leave with everybody. We're going to start with you.
Insecurity. Stop it. If your boyfriend come to you the next time and say, hey, babe, you need to stop training with a trainer.
Leave that nigga. Wow. Oh my God.
King Dre Fitness.
Get it right, get it tight.
King Dre.
Warm up game. Oh, even after this, your boyfriend still can't work out with me. He going on demo.
But what if he go to the gym for 4 weeks?
He can't work out with me. He can go to work with them.
What's the gorilla noise, bro?
Look, we in the jungle, your boyfriend's still on the shelf with the pestle. Level up. He can
be tamed. We can't be tamed. You can't put us in a cage.
This why that
you can't put us in a cage.
This why they don't let them work out with you. Like, this why. I think this podcast hurt your class, bro. You wildin', bro.
All right, go ahead, bro. You got it.
You sure? You want to get one more woof up?
I think I'm good.
You got to set it with
no, I think I'm good.
But now, the one thing I want to say is that you're... There's a saying, and this is something that I do believe, you're 100% responsible for what happens in your life. Mm-hmm. You, no matter what it is, if you want to lose weight, then it's on you to lose the weight. You have to do whatever it takes to lose the weight. If you want to get that job, that new job that you want, you have to do what it takes to show the person above you that this is what you know, that you're qualified for that job. So. That my thing is you just 100% responsible for everything that happens in your life. Let that sink in.
A piggyback off of that real quick. So what he said, so you can't blame your job, can't blame your boyfriend, can't blame your girlfriend for not reaching whatever your goal
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
Especially when it's dealing with your health. It's your health, it's your life, it's your body. So if you want to take care of it, you should take care of it. You shouldn't let someone influence you to not take care of your body. That does not make any sense. But what I was going to say is, don't complain if you're not doing everything that you possibly can do to reach your goal. Because all you can do is try. So if 9 times out of 10, if you're doing everything you can do, it's going to work. It's going to work out in some way or another. Like, it's going to end in a positive result. So don't complain unless you're doing everything that you're supposed to do, like listening to your trainer, to reach your goal.
And to piggyback up what he just said, like, you're eventually going to reach your goal. It may not happen in the first week. It may not happen in the second week or the third week or the fourth week. It may take a month for your body to catch on to it. It may take a month and a half. But just like this one little meme I saw is that you can work for 4 years with no results, and it'd be that fifth year that's your breakthrough. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying with this. Like, you could work for a month, two, 3 months with really not changing, and then that third or that fourth month be the month that your body kick in and like, okay, now we're ready to go. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's if you're being consistent. If you plan on the weekends, then I ain't got nothing
to do with
that.
If you're being what?
Consistent. Which is what I'm about to touch on right now, which is you have to put yourself in a position to be successful. You got to put yourself in situations and surroundings that are going to help you be successful whatever your goal is. Meaning, if you want to lose weight, please get these apps off your phone. Because every time you scroll, you're going to see the Uber Eats app, and you automatically hungry. Just seeing the word Uber Eats, now you're hungry. You weren't even hungry 2 minutes ago. Because you saw Uber Eats, you hungry now. That's not putting yourself in a position to win.
And stop hanging with people that you're not going to lose weight with. Stop hanging with people that you're going to gain
with. The last thing, leave this with y'all when y'all wake up in the morning. Say this saying every morning. I will, I can, I must. I will lose weight. I can lose weight. I must lose weight. Your stomach is a reflection of your lifestyle, but y'all.
And let's bunch some more crunch. Ooh. Let's get
it. Oh my God.
Look, all right.
We superheroes, though.
Yeah. Camera one on me.
One on him.
King Drake Fitness, goddammit.
Boy for camera.
Gorilla Zoo, all right?
Hey.
I'ma tell y'all like this, plain and simple. A lot of excuses. First of all, y'all not serious. Y'all not dedicated. Stop saying, I'm committed. I'm dedicated. No, you not. You dedicated for what, 5 minutes? What, a night, a day, 2 days? That's not commitment. A lot of the excuses and the reasons that y'all not reaching your goals that y'all give me, when I was training for my competition, if I ever thought about telling my trainer the stuff y'all to be telling us, man, my trainer would have dropped me, would have told me, get the hell out of my tank, you're not serious. You wasting my time, you wasting Nate's time, you wasting everybody's time here. Move out the way so somebody else can take your slot. Because there's somebody out there waiting that really want it that can have this slot. And you taking up this time slot. So get your ass up, let somebody move until you get serious. Y'all not dedicated. Get your shit together, boy. I ain't playing.